Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We came across an article that we wanted to discuss with you. We thought it is very, very interesting. And it is about tea. A warm cup of tea, this is on CNN, a warm cup of tea in your favorite mug can seem to heal the soul. But a new study has found that it might be good for our bodies too. Drinking two or more cups of black tea a day is associated with lower risks of death from all causes, including, according to a study. Well, it can't be all causes. It can't be all causes. If you drive recklessly after drinking your black tea, I just can't see it helping. And this is what bothers me. Are we constantly in search of this magical potion that is going to prolong our lives, bring us our hair back, and make us look thin? Marie van der Merwe, president at the Association for Dietetics in South Africa. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Bit of a hay fever.
So yeah, well, that's the season, eh?
Listeners, but yes, I'm here. It's almost spring, so spring is in the air.
Right. Well, according, look, I've got this theory. You should just know, full disclosure, that I bring in spring early. 1st of August, I bring in spring. So for me, it's summer tomorrow. So I'm even more excited about that. Okay, but Marie, let's talk about things serious or not serious. I get the sense that we are in such desperate need of a magical potion that's going to change our lives.
And absolutely.
Yeah. Hmm. Sorry, talk to that.
No, I just wanted to say we often refer to it as the silver bullet.
Yes.
That's one thing that's just going to magically change the world. And often we take out, we dig fairly deep in our pockets for that.
There's a whole very lucrative industry around that, isn't it? And
exactly.
And somebody in your position in terms of being the president at the Association of Dietetics, this must be something that is quite frustrating for you to see.
It is, and I think the main reason for that is the actual, you know, the truth behind food and nutrition is actually fairly simple. And when people are looking for a magic potion or that silver bullet or a quick fix, feels like food is just too simple to be the answer, while the answer really lies in moderation, variety, and then obviously a balance overall. So it feels like that's too simple, and we still want to go for a pill or a potion of some sort.
Right.
But yes, of course, some foods have
benefits.
We would like to focus on, and that's, of course, what we do as dietitians, is to steer in that direction of where the benefits can be found.
All right. So Linda W., one of our listeners, saying, Howard, you're wrong. Tea drinkers don't drive recklessly. Of course. Well, it depends what they've topped the cup up with.
Long Island tea. Coffee.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So let's talk about the benefits of drinking tea. And they've referred to it specifically as black tea. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I think the reason for that is just that was what the specific study was on.
Ah,
so when
okay.
you look at studies, and especially I dare say those make the headlines.
Mm.
Then obviously we want science and research and studies to make the headlines because we want to share with the public what we find. But we always need to, you know, use that pinch of salt when we look at our studies and look at the context. So this specific study had 300 participants, which isn't very large. It's not very small either. But what you have quoted where they said in terms of benefits in terms of all-cause mortality and heart disease, etc., they could not accommodate for any other potential, we call it confounding factors. So that means it could be that people, for example, who drink more tea, drink less sugar-sweetened beverages, or the opposite. So you can't imply a correlation doesn't mean causation. So that we will very often hear scientists say. So there seems to be a correlation between the intake of black tea and reduced mortality from heart disease and all causes, maybe excluding trauma and accidents, but it doesn't imply a causative factor. So correlation and causation, not the same thing. But yes, the specific study was on black tea. We have research available over the past decade or so about green tea, rooibos tea, black tea, and other teas, mostly not in human subjects. As things go in research, we usually start in test tubes, and then we go to animals and then we go to humans. But overall, we know that our teas, our red, normal English or breakfast tea, you want to call it, Ceylon, or green tea, as well as rooibos, the big oomph in our teas are antioxidants. So these teas all contain antioxidants and different ones. So you find higher levels of specific antioxidants in green tea, and then other ones would be higher in your normal black tea. So, or Ceylon tea, breakfast tea, what you want to call it. So this specific one focused on normal tea.
Right, on normal.
Ceylon tea.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Is there a danger of having too much tea?
There's always a danger in anything too much when it comes to food.
Right.
So the danger is, so there's the give out benefits in terms of the antioxidants. And also tea, both our red tea or black tea, depends if you add water, it always feels wrong to call it black tea, if you add milk.
Right.
But anyway, our Ceylon tea and our green tea, they both have an effect on our neurotransmitters, specifically what we call our feel-good hormones, cortisol and dopamine, serotonin and dopamine, there we go. So it does have that overall calming effect. So while our Ceylon tea and green tea both contain caffeine, so that's a bit of a stimulant.
Right.
It seems like the effect of the stimulant and the other compounds in the tea kind of work synergistically to have a calming effect. So if you're going to have a nice cup of tea, and of course for some people tea making is a ritual, so it goes with relaxation and time out away from the desk or the noise, etc. So it does have good benefits there, and it is associated with positive effects in terms of brain function and heart health, as the article has stated. But the downside, it is also contains tannins. And tannins can affect the absorption of minerals, specifically iron. So if you do consume excess amounts, it could be a problem in terms of your iron absorption. And so one recommendation is obviously to take your tea in moderation, which may be 4 to 6 cups a day, perfectly acceptable, depending also what you add to it. Maybe we take a follow-up on that. But then also to try and have them between meals so that you don't take it with your meal, where you want your body to optimally absorb the minerals that your meal provides.
Right. The if people were to add milk to it, it doesn't detract from anything, does it?
No, it doesn't. And overall, I mean, tea drinkers, and I think it's a bit of a cult, maybe, if you are a serious tea drinker and goes with a ritual.
Yeah.
And some people take 2 drops of milk, and if you add a third one, you've spoiled it. And others, present company included, take lots of milk in the tea. So I think overall it comes down to how much. So if you take a dollop, and you, or you take a lot, and you take maybe 6 or 8 cups of tea a day, and it could add up. So we know that our milk, full fat milk, contains about 3 grams of fat per 100 mils. So if you are going to consume a lot of milk by taking a lot of tea during the day, it may be a consideration to maybe opt for a low fat or a fat free milk.
Right.
But overall, it's not significant in terms of total intake, and definitely doesn't affect the benefits that you have in your tea consumption. And then, of course, the second part is what we typically add to our tea would be sugar. Some people prefer honey, others prefer sugar. And again, that would my answer would be depends how much and how often. So if you take 2 teaspoons of sugar in your tea, but you have 1 cup a day, I'm not going to try and convince you.
Otherwise, right.
Exactly. But if you take 2 spoons and you drink 8 cups, it may add up to quite a lot. So again, it depends on quantity.
It's the most amazingly difficult message, which it shouldn't be, is just moderation. And it's such a simple thing, but yet somehow we are just built not to do anything in moderation. Marie Vandermeer.
All or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. It's insane. Marie Vandermeer, president at the Association for Dietetics in South Africa.